A new cyber attack has shut down computers at thousands of small companies around the world. The cyber criminals behind it are demanding that companies pay a ransom in order to get their computers and their data back. The attack is similar to the one that recently hit the world's biggest meat processor, raising concerns about the U.S. food supply. Some critics say industry consolidation has made those supply chains more vulnerable. NPR's Dan Charles has the story.
The company JBS is a giant in the meat industry, with operations around the globe. When hackers took some of its computers hostage a month ago, JBS shut down several processing plants in the U.S. and Australia, and then paid the ransom of $11 million. But it downplayed the impact. The company says it lost less than a day's worth of production. Yet John Hoffman, a senior research fellow at the Food Protection and Defense Institute at the University of Minnesota, says it's had a longer-lasting effect on the thinking of some industry executives.
People just didn't accept that it was that big a risk. I think that's changed today. I've already heard from folks in government. It's changed. People are looking at this saying, okay, we got to do something.
Hoffman says many food companies are still using outdated computers that aren't secure, including in processing plants. He remembers visiting one plant. He won't say at which company, when he noticed a supervisor sitting at a computer on the factory floor monitoring production. Hoffman could see that the operating system was very old, Windows 98.
And I'm walking through with the manager of the plant and one of the officers of the company. And I said, gee, is any of this connected to the internet? And they said, oh, no, this isn't connected to the internet.
Well, in fact, it was. So employees could log in from home, monitor that equipment, even shut it down or change the settings if they needed to.
I mean, right there. That's the definition of vulnerability.
And Hoffman says if those computers are vulnerable, so is the food itself.
They're controlling valves and monitoring temperatures and controlling mixes of additives to food. These are part of food safety.
Hoffman's been pushing for the government to enforce computer security standards in the food industry, the same way it enforces food safety standards. He thinks the JBS attack is convincing more people that this would be a good idea. Other longtime critics of the meat industry, like Diana Moss, president of the American Antitrust Institute, are drawing an additional lesson from the attack. Moss says this industry is too concentrated in the hands of too few companies. So a problem in just one company can disrupt supplies for millions of consumers.
What we have in the meat supply chain in beef is a cartel.
Just four companies, including JBS, slaughter about 85% of the country's fed cattle, those that are raised for beef. Their slaughterhouses are enormous. Moss says a small number of companies also dominate chicken production, flour milling, other kinds of food processing.
So when you only have a few firms in this critical midstream part of the supply chain, processing, manufacturing, the supply chain becomes very unstable. It lacks resiliency and is very subject to sort of shocks to the system.
The North American Meat Institute, though, which represents meat producers like JBS, says recent events actually show that the existing system is already resilient. The cyber attack on JBS didn't cause much disruption. And the Meat Institute says its member companies reacted immediately to that attack and reviewed their own computer systems to make sure they were secure. Dan Charles, NPR News.